Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Laurel Delaney is here. Laurel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the early days. She's the founder and the president of GlobalTrade.com, the author of Start and Run a Profitable Exporting Business, and many others. She is the creator of Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global, which we're going to talk about today, and she's our good friend, Laurel Delaney. Welcome back.
Wow, great to be here. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back, Laurel. It's always a pleasure to have you on our show. So, as you know, Laurel, you and I were talking about doing trade, doing business around the world when you first started joining us way back in the day. At that time, you were interested in helping, making sure women were part of that, as was I. And now you put a lot more energy into that, women working globally. And I want you to talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It all started back in, 2008, if you can believe that, with the prevalence and the popularity of blogs. And I started a blog. And I actually called it Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global. And Jim, I just started writing and posting regularly, and I could see the traction that I was getting in terms of people really being interested in the topic of helping women entrepreneurs and business owners expand internationally. So literally waited like years and years to finally recognize there's such a demand, there's such a need, there's so many women that want to expand across borders with their product or service offerings, that we formalized what I was doing, and we turned it into a nonprofit in 2015.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to stick one thing in there, Laurel. Folks, when you hear Laurel talking about that, if you're in the United States, you're thinking, yeah, I'm a woman, I'm in business, I'd like that. And you're thinking, yeah, I know a lot of women who would like that. And you're thinking us Americans doing business over there. But what you may not realize is that more, maybe probably possibly more than men in the marketplace, women in those other countries that you want to do business with, they want to do business with you. This we're not pushing our stuff to them. There are people over there who are ready to shake your hand, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, it absolutely. And just to, to be clear, though, too, it's a really, really good point, Jim, and pushing it even further. A lot of women really start businesses not necessarily out of opportunity. You may think that, but they don't. It's more out of necessity.
Right.
So when you touch on something, women in other parts of the world, trying to make ends meet. They have families. They're juggling a lot. Now you throw in, unfortunately, COVID-19. You can't get a greater need and necessity for women to try and figure out how to do business with just about everyone on the planet. Mm-hmm. If in fact they have an internet connection and know how to get paid on whatever their offering is. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're all about, really, at Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global, is educating these women on how to find the customers and how to do business with them, how
and
to facilitate
get,
the transaction.
And get paid not sooner than later, right?
Yeah. That's one of the most critical details. Even I, back years ago when I first had my international transaction, it wasn't that big. It was maybe like U.S. dollars, $5,000. But I just remember thinking, oh, good, I could ship cookies. I could ship American-made cookies to Japan, and I was so busy focusing on how excited I was about that and thinking, a no-brainer shipping it. I can pull on one of the big guys. They'll do a great job moving the product. And then the next thing I know, I'm shipping the goods, and I fail to recognize, ooh, bad me. How do I get paid on this transaction? Because back then, I wasn't really thinking about like a letter of credit or
right.
a wire transfer.
Or Ex-Im Bank, or working with yeah, Ex-Im yeah, yeah. Or Western
finances.
Union or those guys, yeah.
Yeah. Ex-Im Bank, one of my favorites now. You know, I've fallen in love with mm-hmm. the organization because they're so strong with financing the international transactions.
Right.
But back then, I was a rookie. I was a newbie.
But and now, that, again, but now there are ways of making small transactions. I mean, I just bought something from Canada, and it was seamless. I mean, I bought it, they took my money, and 4 or 5 days later, I got the stuff. That was an international transaction. A little company in Canada. Now that's not Azerbaijan, but the money doesn't know it's not going to Azerbaijan. It's ones and zeros going to Canada.
Right, and you know, of course, that's another really interesting topic. You know, in and of itself, is Canada, because now that they've just, I call it upgraded. You
USMCA,
know, renewed the,
yeah.
what used to be NAFTA, right, and it's now. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which really, really helps hasten economic recovery. It, you know, reduces our trade barriers.
And
it allows
small
us
businesses
to hire more
too.
Jobs and hire more jobs here in our market as opposed to hiring jobs for people working out of China. So mm-hmm. that's a real hot area right now. And again, it brings us back over to the women entrepreneurs and business owners. I always like to say that we need to have more facts on what the women are doing. I think that's a necessity.
Well, give us some of those facts before we go to a break. Give us some of those facts.
Well, you know, some of the facts, you know, literally, you know, you figure that there's about 250 million women business owners in the world, and we're hitting nearly 13 million just in the United States. Mm-hmm. And yet we only have about 1 in 5 exporting, 1 in 5, you know, women business owners exporting, which is a really, really small percentage. So how you look at that is the upside potential is so great right now for women to export so that they can earn more, pay more, employ more, and just flat out be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to educate
and when we
the
come
women
back after
entrepreneurs
the break,
and business owners on.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to let you talk to us about some of the things that you are doing to educate them. In the meantime, I need the website, please.
Okay, great.
What is your website, Laura?
Oh, I'm sorry. The website is womenentrepreneursgrowglobal.org.
Okay, so check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Laurel Delaney. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.